Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is with a grateful heart that we come on this morning in an attitude of gratitude. We come to say thank you for blessing us to see one more day, a day that we have never known and will never know, Father God, a day that you created and you placed us in it for your praise and for your glory. Father, we thank you for counting us worthy. We thank you for your mercies, your love, your provisions, and Father God, we pray for good stewardship over this day, that it will be handled in a way that is pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Father. Father, as we rise on this morning, we ask and thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has desired, Father God, to come against us. And we stand on the promises of your word to say, not so. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it. The new mercies we see. And now we give the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will, your wisdom, your desires for our lives. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for each and every ministry partner, our audience, near and far. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this platform that affords us the opportunity to share the good news of the gospel and the good news of the King. And we bless you and we say thank you. Now we commit all things into your hands. Hallelujah. We ask that you would have your way, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, excuse me, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and God's praise shall continually be in our mouth. Good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our brothers and sisters in the faith. Amen. Lottie, Dottie, everybody. Good morning. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is in charge. Amen. He is the King. He is the Lord. He is God. He is our Savior. He is everything. Hallelujah. And we bless him on this day. I'm your host and I'm your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here with us. We don't know what time it is where you are. It's about 6 o'clock over here in the East Coast. We don't know where you are. We don't know if you're on the other side of the world. Amen. We don't know if you're listening live or replay, but nevertheless, you're here and God's word is relevant. Amen. Even if it's on replay, because it's the eternal word, past, present, and future. Amen. Hallelujah. God will always find time for his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we have to do the same. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, Hallelujah. But by every word, every single word, amen, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. We blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We've been looking in the book of Luke, chapter number 4, and ever since we have concluded our time of holy consecration, prayer and fasting, 21 days, amen, and we thank God for it. And so in Luke chapter number 4, we see Jesus did the same thing, only he doubled up. Jesus doubled up. We went 20, he went 40. Amen, hallelujah. Some of us, amen, we went partial. Some days we did, some days we didn't, you know, whatever. Jesus didn't roll like that. Jesus didn't roll like that. Jesus didn't say, well, I think I'll eat today and I'll jump back on the fast tomorrow. No, Jesus didn't roll like that. Oh, boy, I tell you, he will set the example for you. Only. Amen. Jesus went 40 days without eating a thing. Not a thing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And the Bible says afterwards, amen, he was hungry, but he came up out of that. Amen. But while he was there, amen, and as we want to look at this today, amen, and we've been in this, if you're just joining in with us, if you're not here with us every morning, we've been looking in Luke chapter number 4. So much in here. There's so much. I'm telling you, you can really find one verse in God's word and stay there all year. I know of a certain pastor, he's been teaching out of the book of Romans for years. He ain't teach nothing else. And it's enough in there where he can teach until Jesus comes. Amen. Because one word from God, amen, is volumes. One word, amen, to take you deeper and deeper and deeper. Amen. And you'll never hit rock bottom. Just one word. So we're not talking about, amen, one verse, one paragraph. I'm talking about, or one chapter. I'm talking about one word. Amen. God is awesome. But beloved, amen, we see, amen, when Jesus, amen, was in the wilderness, amen, and he was fasting, glory be to God, and it was a very, very tempting time, and Satan came to him, amen, but we see where the Lord overcame Satan's temptations. The Lord overcame, amen, the illusions, the projections, the illustrations, the presentations, everything that the devil brought to Jesus, he overcame. Now, he overcame, and he wanted to show us how to do this thing. Glory be to God. And so some of you know, let's just take another look at it. Amen. Glory be to God. And verse number 1, let us read for a couple verses down. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. See, the Holy Spirit gonna lead you where you need to go. You might not want to be there, but just rest assured it's gonna be okay. Verse 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hunger. He didn't go on no Daniel's fast. No, he didn't do that. All right. He was hungry. Verse 3. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Okay, so the first thing the devil want to do is to get Jesus to break his fast. Some of you know, because some of you experienced the same thing. Okay, that's the first thing. He came to Jesus with 3 temptations. The first one is to break your fast, man, because you started some trouble. Break your fast, man. Come on, you building up some power. Break your fast now. Glory be to God. You can't get to your destiny. Come on, break your fast. Amen. But beloved, I want you to pay attention, and we overlook it, but we want to just look at it a little bit deeper today. Okay? And how did Jesus respond? Verse number 4. Jesus answered the devil. And look, same way Jesus talked to the devil, I'm telling you, you can talk to the devil too. We know we talk to God in prayer. We talk to God. Amen. I want you to know you can talk to the devil too. Because why? You know why you can talk to the devil? Because the devil talking to you. So you talk back to him. And so Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, Somebody say every word. Every word. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by sweet potatoes alone. Man shall not live by chicken alone. Come on, somebody. Man shall not live by pork chops, and fish, and veggies alone. Yeah, you need these things to live. But that ain't enough. Because you eat all that and you're still going to perish. Huh? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Okay? Then, verse 5 said, then the devil took him up to the high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Woo, woo. I wish I had time to park there. Amen. In a moment of time. And the devil comes to Jesus again. He was trying to wear Jesus out. Same way he going to try to wear you out. You know why the devil going to try to wear you out? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you why. Let me pause here for a minute. In the book of Daniel. I think it's number seven. Daniel chapter number seven. Verse number 25. Daniel 7:25. Daniel chapter 7, verse number 5 says this. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. It's talking about the devil. Satan. And listen now. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And you wonder why you worn out. Huh? You wonder what the struggle is about? It's in the book, baby. The devil comes with a mission. He comes with an agenda. He has an M.O. And let me tell you, he ain't slack on his game. You know, the devil was in the wilderness trying to wear Jesus out. And he's going to try to wear you out, too. Yeah, glory be to God. But Jesus didn't allow it. All right, let's get back to the word. Let's get back. Okay, verse number 6, and the devil said to him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If therefore you will worship me, all this will be thine. Well, why did Satan approach Jesus like this? You want to know why? Because the world really was his to give. God, y'all have to remember what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. It's serious. Some of us need to go back to the basic and let's go back to Genesis. This was high treason that took place here in the Garden of Eden. When they bit of that forbidden fruit, Satan really did have a dominion. Huh? A lot of folks, beloved, they selling their souls to the devil. Amen, for fame and fortune and money. Why? Because, amen, it's the devil's to give to them. That's the reason that Satan could approach Jesus and said, I'll give you the world, because it was Satan's. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, in Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 12. wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. You see that? The prince of the power of the air is Satan. He has dominion from everything above earth and beneath heaven. That's his domain. Okay, that's all I can say on that because I got to go. All right, so now, so look what's happened. Look what happened. Look what happened. Look what happened. Look what happened. Look. Okay, so here comes Satan tempting Jesus at his weakness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And how did Jesus overcome? Jesus opened his mouth and he spoke the word. He spoke the word. He opened his mouth. Amen. And he says something. Amen. Decree a thing that shall be established. Amen. He opened his mouth and reminded the devil that it is written. It is written. It is written. God has already written it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has already declared it. Hallelujah. He is immutable. Amen. Hallelujah. His words cannot be changed. Amen. God will honor his word above his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It already exists. God already has it in writing. The authority has already been established. It is written. Glory be to God. And Jesus spoke this. Jesus declared it. He made it known and reminded Satan that, Satan, you cannot change what God has established. It is already written. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God rules. His word rules. Dominion rules. It is written. And with that authority, beloved, as we continue in that fourth chapter we have seen over the last couple of days, with that same authority, because it was written, Jesus was able to cast out the demon, hallelujah, in those who were possessed, because it was written. Glory be to God. He was able to do signs and wonders and miracles and overcome, amen, evil and overcome darkness and overcome Satan and overcome dilemmas. He was able, amen, because it was written. Glory be to God. He walked in the written word. He was the word, but he spoke the written word. He walked in the written word, because the written word is a solid word, cannot be erased, cannot be subtracted, cannot be diminished. Hallelujah. It is the eternal word. He said it is written, and God does not change. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Therefore, his word remains, hallelujah, stable. Hallelujah. And it will never return unto him void. So Jesus set the example of victory, beating the devil on his own territory. Hallelujah. With the written word, with what was already written. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, he sets the example for us as we continue, hallelujah, to live life, amen, in the turmoil around us, amen, the tedious, sometimes life gets tedious, life gets challenging, sometimes we are tempted, sometimes we are weak, sometimes we are discouraged. We have to remember, it is written. We don't have to be afraid of the demons that come up against you, the people that's hating on you. That when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will lift up a standard. Glory be to God. Greater is he that lives in this, within us than he that lives within the world. We are more than a conqueror, and we can do all things through Christ. Glory be to God. We will never be defeated. When we are weak, we are strong. Hallelujah. Because God lives in us. Hallelujah. Know ye not that the same spirit that resurrected Jesus from the grave is the same spirit that's living on the inside of you.
Glory be to God. We are not running away from demons. Satan, Jesus didn't run away from Satan in the wilderness, and we ain't running either. Our warfare, the spiritual garments, amen, and our spiritual armor gives us nothing for our back. Our head is covered. Our chest is covered. Our waist is covered. Our feet is covered. We don't have not a piece of armor for our back because we ain't running from no devils. One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10. If you send me 1,000 demons, I'm going to take them out with the written word. If you send me 2,000 demons, prayer partner, and we're going to take them out. Because one can take down 1,000 by himself and two can take down 10,000. Don't mess around with God's math. His math is dangerous. Glory be to God. But beloved, hallelujah. Jesus goes on in Luke chapter number 10. Reinforcing, amen, his experience, amen, in the wilderness. He said, let me tell you this. He said in verse number 19, he says this. Hallelujah. Let me see. Let me go to the first number. In verse 18, this is Jesus speaking. He says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He said, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment, you condemn. Jesus said, I'm giving you the same authority. How you saw me take Satan down in the wilderness, you have that same authority. Snakes, scorpions, voodoo, witchcraft, sorcery, trying to put stuff up in your food, putting stuff up in your drinks, don't even worry about it. He said, I'm giving you power. Glory be to God. There is no sin to be tempted, but I'm giving you the power not to yield to the temptation. I'm giving you the power to overcome the temptation. I'm giving you the power to rise. I'm giving you the power. So you don't have to be afraid of Satan and his demons. Jesus wasn't afraid, and neither are we. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Glory be to God. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. But then he goes on, beloved, in verse number 20. Ha, ha, ha. Somebody say hallelujah. Yeah, come on, somebody say hallelujah with me. Come on, give God some praise for a minute. Verse number 20 says this. Nevertheless, somebody say nevertheless. Do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you. But rejoice that your names are written. Somebody say it is written. Oh, my God, Jesus have mercy. Somebody say that it is written. My name is written. My name is written. Glory be to God in heaven. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Jesus said it is written. I come to tell you this morning. If you walking with Jesus, your name is written. It's written in the book, baby. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say I'm in good standing. Oh, my God, I'm in good standing with the Lord. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, God, my name is written. My name is written. Some people don't believe that your name can be blocked out. Glory be to God. But we read in Exodus 32:32, it says, yet now, if you would only forgive their sin, please block me not out of the book that you have written. Psalm 69:28 says, may they be blotted out of the book of life and not listed with the righteous. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Somebody said, my name is written. He said, that's what you want to rejoice in. Not that you can overcome some demons. Not that you can cast some demons out. Not that you can pass some tests. Not that you can go through 21 days of fasting. Not that you can raise the dead. Not that you can speak life. But he said, if you want to get your shout on, shout that your name is written. Oh, my God, somebody give the Lord some praise on today. Oh, hallelujah. My name is written. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for your authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for the victories. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beloved, the Lord is saying the most important victory. Oh, we got a list of victories. We got some testimonies. We will be testifying. But the most important victory, hallelujah, is that your name is registered in heaven. I'm not talking on somebody's wedding registry. I'm not talking about the baby shower registry. No, I'm not talking about that type of registry. I'm talking about, amen, heaven's registry. Yeah, when you look down the registry, you're going to see my name. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. And it was written with the blood. Somebody said the blood. Hallelujah, beloved. You talking about a place of honor? You talking about a place of prestige? Hallelujah. Yes. More important than your accomplishments. More important than your accomplishments, beloved, is the honor that your name is written. That's why he said, many gonna say unto me, didn't I do this? Didn't I accomplish that? Didn't I accomplish this? He gonna say, yeah, you accomplished it, but your name is not on the registry. Beloved, let's give God some praise this morning that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Are you happy about it on this morning? Oh, what a privilege. Oh, what an honor. Hallelujah. Thank you. Never lose sight. Never lose sight of the greatest wonder of all. The greatest wonder. You might have a resume. You might have a track record. You might have some testimonies. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But the greatest wonder of all, beloved, is our heavenly citizenship. Woo! Our heavenly citizenship. So somebody say, but we're going home. But we're going home. One day, we're going where Jesus is. one day, we are going where Jesus is, and we'll be caught up to meet him in the air. Caught up to meet him, caught up to meet him, by and by. By and by, there's going to be some glory. Never mind the story. We'll be caught up to meet them in the air. Beloved, is your name written? Ah, if it's written, hallelujah. God got you. I'm not talking about you trying to write your own name in the book. Hallelujah. Is your name written in the book? Has the Holy Spirit written your name in God's book? I'm not talking about in your book. I'm not talking about in a book that can burn up, in a book that can be lost. You forgot where you placed the book. I said, is your name written in God's book with God, by God's hand? That's what's important, beloved. No, you might not have done that many miracles. No, you might not have testified, amen, that much, huh?
Glory be to God. Yeah, you might have failed, amen, more than your fair share. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is your name written in the Lamb's book of the Lamb, in the Lamb's book? Amen. Beloved, if it's not, you can right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. You called in at the right time on the right day. I know you've been wanting to get with us, amen, but you're here today because God wants to make sure that your name is in his book. And for your name to be in God's book, it's not about religion. It's not about the day you was baptized. It's not about the church you go to. It's not about how much money you put in the offering. It's not about you singing on the choir or ushering at the door. It's not about the color you wear. It's not about the fact that you don't wear makeup. Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't got nothing to do with none of that. All of those are byproducts, amen, of our faith through grace and through mercy. Amen. God is looking for a relationship with you. Will you make Jesus Christ your Lord? Will you acknowledge him as Lord and Savior and follow him the balance of the days of your life? That's what God is looking for. Beloved, it's going to be a lot of Christians in hell, H-E-L-L. How can you say that, Pastor? Because anybody can say I'm a Christian. You can teach your parakeet how to say you must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Nicodemus and everybody under the sound of my voice, ye must be born again. Do you know who Jesus is? It's going to be a lot of folks because of ignorance, huh, and their fleshly ways going to find out when that their name not on the book. They're going to be pleading with Jesus to check twice. Jesus, can you check it twice? You know how they tell Santa Claus, can you check it twice? They're going to be asking Jesus. He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Your name ain't never been on the book. It is not that it was on the book and it got erased. Your name was never on the book. It's going to be a sad day, but you can make it a happy day. Oh, happy day. Come on, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Come on, 30 seconds. Repeat after me. Father, I confess my sins before you. I'm a sinner. Born in sin, lived all my life in sin, don't want to be a sinner no more. Father God, I come to you in faith, thanking you for your grace and for your mercies, and thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died for my sins. This day, I invite Jesus into my heart to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to forgive me for all my sins, and show me the way as I make a commitment to follow you on the balance of the days of my life. Thank you that now my name is erased out of the book of death, and for sure enough, my name is in the book of life. Ha! It is written. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. There it is. There it is. There it is. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Welcome to the family of God. We've been waiting on you. Oh, my God. We've been waiting on you. Amen. You finally made it. Amen. Come on in. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn, mature. Amen. God has a plan for you. Amen. Reach out to us here at the LifeWord Jesus. Amen.org. LifeWordJesus.org. Let us know that you gave your life to Jesus today. Amen. Hallelujah. Your name is written. It is written. What's written? Your name is written in God's book. Baby, that's what life is all about. The bottom line is this. We thank God for all the other stuff that come with Christianity, but the bottom line is this, that your name is in that book. Because you can go through all that other stuff and be tired, and see, and your name still be missing. Huh? It's better to do less and make sure your name is in that book
than to try to do more or do nothing at all, and it ain't in the book. The bottom line is in your name. Is your name in the book? That's the bottom line. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It is written. It is written. Amen. Hallelujah. And if God wrote it, that's the only thing that matters. There's a lot of authors. There's a lot of authors. A lot of people writing books, and you need to write one too. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But God's book is the book throughout all eternity. Amen and amen. All right, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on back tonight at 9 o'clock to the Friday night praise party. The Friday night praise party. We'll be right there. Amen. 9 o'clock. Our minister, Joanne Thurman, is the host in charge of that. Amen. Singing. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we rejoice in it. Our name is written. That's what we rejoice in it. Singing, reading. Maybe you have a poem you want to read, or amen, a scripture you want to read, a little short prayer you want to pray, a song, a testimony. And maybe you just want to be around some saints. Amen. Giving God some praise on a Friday night. What better thing to do on a Friday night? But y'all know we got some history now. We can tell you some stuff we used to be doing on Friday nights. Some of you still might be doing it. You need to cancel an appointment today. You need to cancel that appointment and come over here with us. Amen. So we'll be right there at 9 o'clock calling in. Amen. Telephone number 385-799-9729. Amen. If you missed, I'm talking too fast. Go to our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. While you're there, amen. Hit the donate button. Today is offering day. Amen. Hallelujah. Sow into the word. Sow into the word. Why? Because it is written that if you give, God's going to give back to you. It is written. You need to pay attention to everything that the Lord has written. Glory be to God. Some of us read the wrong material. It's good to read, but some of us read the wrong material. Glory be to God. Amen. And amen. All right. That's our services for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Talk to you tomorrow morning. Talk to you tonight at 9 o'clock. Amen. Next Friday, Lord's willing, we're going to be resuming our midday prayer. Amen. Fridays at 12 o'clock. That'll be done on next Friday. Amen. But tonight, we'll be back at 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name. It is written. Just go through your day today and tell yourself it is written. If you feel a little pain in your back, say it is written. When you sit down there at the table today to write your bills out and things ain't looking right, just say it is written. My God. You feel a little lonely today, just say it is written. Yay! My God. Anything try to come up against you today, just look it in the face, say it is written. My God. All right. Got to go. Father God, we say thank you for the Holy Ghost. Woo! Thank you for the Holy Ghost. And it is written. It is written, Father. Every word, not one word, is going to return into you void. Not one word, because it's already written. You don't have an eraser on your pencil. Hey, my God, sookie. And thank you, Father, that our names are written in the book. Thank you. We will not miss heaven. We will not miss heaven. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. We bind absolutely every. Thank you for the souls that gave their life to you today. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for it. Thank you for each and every one. Every spirit of retaliation we bind in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus. Amen. To decree and declare it cannot, it will not be broken. Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us, protect us, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, those catching airplanes. Father, give them safe flights in the name of Jesus. Cancel bad news today, Father. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day, the terror at night. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Bless us at 9 o'clock tonight on our praise party. Oh, Father God, help everything to be done decent in order. Help the music to come across clearly. Father God, help the people, Father God, that just want to base in your presence and to participate, Father God. Hallelujah. Giving you the glory, giving you the honor, and giving you the praise. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Anybody that's moved to sow into the word, Father God, we thank you for the seed and we thank you for the giver. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good day. Hallelujah. Have a good day. Hallelujah. God knows. Hallelujah. Have a good day. Just go all day and just tell yourself, it is written. Love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Amen. God bless. God bless. And God bless.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on. We have a song of praise we want you to sing with us. Our God is awesome. And he's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody sing. Lord of all.
Lord of all and ruler of nations.
You are God of all the earth.